Hello, and welcome back to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm your host for the hour, Mo. Guys, it is cold outside, and boy, oh boy, am I tired. I've really been slacking this semester. I was calling my mom last night, and I was saying how I didn't want to come in today. But I skipped last week. I skipped 2 weeks in a row earlier. And I think it's because this time slot is good in the sense that now I'm up and ready for the day, but bad in the sense that I have to wake up at 6:30. And those of you who know me in real life know that I'm not a morning person, like kind of at all. So waking up at 6:30 is quite the task, especially when I know that it's going to be so cold outside. It takes a lot for me to want to, you know, do the trek. But I did it. I did it. Because I was like, do you know what? No, I like the show. I like doing it. I have a playlist. I should go. And so here I am. And now I'm up and ready for my day, though I fear I may need a Celsius later because I did not go to sleep until late. Anyway, enough about me for once. This week, I've been kind of in like a weird era musically, where I've just been listening to the same two songs on repeat, and they're both explicit, so I can't play them because I can't play them at this time of day. So I figured I'll play a playlist that I was listening to a lot, like a couple weeks ago, and boy, oh boy. It's fun. It's a fun playlist. It's very much think like, not all of the songs are like this. I feel like most of them are though. Like late 2000s, early 2010s, like hype. I think you'll get the vibe after like the first set of songs. But I was just in a interesting state of mind. I feel like lately I've been just kind of like walking through my life, except I was fighting through my life yesterday because I had a paper due and I was 3 pages over the page limit. I don't know how that happened. I guess I just had so much to say. I don't know. I guess I was just talking, but I submitted it a page over the page limit, guys. I added a note. I was like, sorry, I couldn't cut it down. Understand if you hate this, but I'm sorry, I couldn't. So hopefully it's chill, but you know, it happens. Okay, guys, I need to stop talking. And I need to stop saying guys. But I can't help it. Sorry, America. Okay, the first song is a classic, and all of you will or should know it. And if you don't know it, I'm going to be disappointed. I think every age group, okay, if you're like above the age of like 67, if you're above the age of 67, it's all right if you don't know the song. But if you're under that age, like 66, you should know this song. It's very fun. I kind of love the artist. I saw an interview with him recently. Like, I don't think it happened recently, but I saw the clip on TikTok recently. And it was kind of sad because he wasn't good enough to make it on his own. So he had to write music for other people. I don't know. Maybe that gives it away. But, okay, you know what? Without further ado, shall we get into it? I think yes. This is Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. Got your highbrow shoes on your feet, and you wear them around like it ain't sh-. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? I could write you a song to make you fall in love. I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. You got your highbrow switching your walk, and you don't even look when you pass by. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind your makeup. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? Sure seems you got no doubt, but we all see you got your head in the clouds. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler.
both throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19. She's got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do.
That was Kilby Girl by the Backseat Lovers. I ended it a little early because I'm sorry. Sometimes outros bore me. Sorry. Is that controversial? I think maybe it might be. I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes I get sick of a song and I think it's time for it to be over. And that's how I felt in that moment. But anyway, that was Kilby Girl by the Backseat Lovers. I like that song because I'm 19 and I have a nose ring, and sometimes I feel like I know a lot of things. So, yeah, it feels autobiographical in a sense. I also played Animal by Neon Trees. Guys, that's a really good song, and I'm happy that it had its little resurgence on TikTok, because that was one of my most favorite. I'm like completely aging myself in the sense that that was my favorite song growing up. Like, I would listen to that as a child, like, in the backseat of the car. I remember when that was, I don't even know. I completely just lost my train of thought. I remember, guys, I'm so tired. Oh my goodness. What was I even saying? Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I remember what I was saying. I remember hearing that on the radio. Like, I was, I think, around like 5 or 6 when that came out. Sorry to if that's disturbing for you. I was around 5 or 6 when that came out, and I remember hearing that on the radio and loving it. So I don't know, that song just holds such a special place in my heart, and I will be playing another Neon Tree song later, and perchance you can guess which one it is, because it was another one of their popular ones, and it is also one of my favorite songs from like the 2010s. God, the 2010s had such good music, guys. I want to bring back that era of music. Like, I loved music growing up. And I still do. Okay, I still love music that we have today, but I wish we had more of like that 2010s-esque. Like, what would you even call that genre? Like alt rock pop. Like, I don't even know. Whatever that is, I want more of that. But anyway, I digress. Okay. This next set, two of these songs are not from the 2010s, I believe, but I think they still hold a similar essence, similar vibe to what I'm looking for in these songs. So I hope you enjoy. But first up, got a classic. I listen to this all the time in 2020, but I think it holds up. I think it stands the test of time. This is Out of My League by Fitz and the Tantrums.
Oh God! calling after me.
Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast. I have not played enough Japanese Breakfast lately. I feel like I played them all the time last year. And no, I feel like I haven't played them at all this year yet, which is crazy because I don't know. So much love for them. Yeah, great song. I also played Calling After Me by Wallows. I always want to say The Wallows, but it's just Wallows, and I don't like that. I wish it was The Wallows, and I think most people call them The Wallows because Wallows, like, I don't know. It makes more sense in my mind to say The Wallows, but that's a new song of theirs. But I was addicted to that song over the summer, specifically the part, the hook. I was addicted to the hook of the song, and I would, you know, like, move. It's called scrub. Like, I would scrub to this part that was the hook, and I would just listen to that on repeat. Sorry. Gotta do it sometimes, guys. Sometimes a hook of a song is really good, and I just want to listen to the hook. And I don't think that's a crime. And if it is, lock me up. I'm just going to move right along because I may have over-enlisted the amount of songs. But we'll see. We'll see if we get to everything. This next song, oh my God. This next song is the other Neon Tree song. And I loved this song growing up. And come to find out, years later, it's about, I thought it was just about, you know, kissing and telling. Turns out, it's about his ex-girlfriend spreading rumors that he's gay. What? You never know until you know, guys. And I was also a child. So, yeah, I probably wouldn't have known. But the more you know, like, I wouldn't have guessed. And now that I know, I love the song even more because it takes on a different light. And I love when songs can have multiple meanings and people can interpret it in different ways. But it's always nice knowing what the artist meant. Like, I kind of hate when artists are like, I don't know, like, whatever they think. No, I want to know what you think. I want to know why you made this song. Anyway, tangent. Okay, I kind of gave it away. If you know, you know. But this is Everybody Talks by Neon Trees. A great song.
Everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks, babe.
foolishness. Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to fit to my past though. That bloody memory's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. Looking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman or to be gentle. Was it a mecha double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams weren't as daft as they seem. As daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them overflow. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Took her left off last lap lane. Just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took her left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not.
That was Fluorescent Adolescent by Arctic Monkeys. That's another group that I want to say the in front of. The Arctic Monkeys. Whatever. Anyway, great song. Good thing you guys can't see me because I feel like I'm just having so much fun listening to these songs. Like, I'm really enjoying, not that I don't enjoy every episode, but I feel like usually, I feel like usually I play slower songs, a bit more relaxed, a bit more chill, but these songs are genuinely hyping me up for the day, and I need that. I need that today, because it's so cold and I'm so tired. As I've said, sorry I'm a whiner complainer, guys. Sorry I've been whining and complaining this entire, like, hour. Well, 41 minutes, if we want to be precise. But I can't help it. It's who I am. This is real. This is me. Anyway, I'm just going to jump right in. And then if I have time at the end, I'll say more. But this next song, I feel like this group had a resurgence lately because of the movie Saltburn. Lately being this past year, because I'm sorry, apparently everything is lately to me. Lately, generally, in the broad sense. I just sound stupid today. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, this next song is Electric Feel by MGMT.
Thank you.
can smile at I can put your doubts to rest.
That was Cold Cold Man by Saint Motel. Yeah, I had to cut that off a little early because, sorry, I needed to talk. I needed to talk before the show was over and I'm running out of time. Okay, it has reached the time for a quick little PSA. So here we go. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Guys, please, please, not to bring it all back, but please go out and vote on Tuesday. I have already voted by mail. Please do your civic duty and go vote. I believe everybody should. And maybe if you live in this state, go work as a poll worker. I don't know. But do your part, perchance. That would be awesome. I'm not endorsing a side or whatever. But because this isn't a political, just I think everybody should go vote. The final song I have for you today, I think is a really feel-good song because I think everybody could use a feel-good song right now. I think this is a stressful time for everybody, at school because midterms are, you know, either ending and you're getting grades back or, you know, still happening. And also in the country, because there's a lot of unease and unknown. So, yeah, I think this song is a feel-good song, and everybody should feel good right now. Because, man, oh man, I know I do not. And also, it's really cold. My nose is cold. It's the end of Holly Weekend, weekend two, so everybody's tired and exhausted and running on empty. So, have a great rest of your day. I'm Mo. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday. Or maybe not, because it's Veterans Day. But we'll see. And this is Santeria by Sublime.
my bestest friend. We don't need nobody, cause we got each other, or at least I pretend. We get down.